Zam, y'all, welcome back to Knowledge Junkie Podcast. This is KJ, and today I'm going to speak on focus. I can first start off with what I learned from my favorite artist, you know, Big Sean. He said in one of his videos that focusing could be the most self-fulfilling thing you could do for yourself, because with focus comes accomplishment. Focusing could bring out your greatest talents and give you true purpose in this world. It could take your natural abilities and magnify them to extraordinary. And since I've heard this advice, I realized how true it was to me, because when I first started writing, I realized how I had to let writing inspire myself. Like, I had to be impressed by my writing first in order for me to give it out, you know what I'm saying, and spread to the world on certain information that I've studied and certain entrepreneurs I've studied. I wanted to make sure that it inspired me and it helped me first before I gave it to anybody else in the world. And the next thing I could speak on was what I learned about focusing is what I learned from Ty Lopez. You know, he said, build your life around your strengths. So since by me hearing that, it allowed me, by me already being an introvert, I ain't have no other choice but to receive the advice on building my life around my strengths, because I never wanted to be the type of person to depend on nobody. So when I learned from Ty Lopez to build your life around your strengths, I realized that anything else that I've lacked, I know that God will be able to, you know, God will be able to pick it up, or my team, you know what I'm saying, be able to pick up whatever it is that I've lacked. You know, and I've heard so many successful people say that success is never by accident. So that simple advice right there, it allowed me to focus on what I actually seen progress in, which brings me to my next, what I learned from one of my next favorite artists, which is Yo Gotti. You know, I learned from Yo Gotti, he said, make sure you see profit in everything, in every situation, and don't let nothing distract you from your hustle. It wasn't quote unquote on how he said it, but he's mentioned it before. And I ain't had no other choice but to respect those two advices by not letting nothing distract me from my hustle and just simply just building my life around my strengths. You know, it's not me being selfish, because I know at the end of the day, I'm still providing valuable information for others to be inspired by. So I still be appreciated, you know what I'm saying, which made me feel satisfied. But another thing I learned from Pablo Picasso, that action is the foundational key to all success. So I used that advice, and I realized by me staying active, whether I got writer's block on one day and I couldn't speak on my podcast the next day, like either one I knew I was going to be able to do, whether I was going to be able to speak and inspire people on my podcast, I was going to make sure I write a page every night for an upcoming book that I have. And I realized, like, if any one of them don't work, you know, I must obviously be doing something wrong. But unfortunately, it hasn't happened that way. Either I was able to write every night, or either I was able to do a podcast every night. But the way I've gained that discipline to do so, because I learned how not to complain. You know, another thing that I learned from Jim Rohn, you know, he said in one of his interviews that, he said in one of his seminars that complaining starts off as an infection. Complaining starts off as an infection. And if you don't take care of it, it becomes a disease. So I ain't had no other choice but to respect the advice. And, you know, it made me man up at the end of the day and realize how I don't want to have to be complaining about anything, you know, because I know it was necessary for me to depend, you know what I'm saying, to depend on myself if I really wanted to become successful. And that's about it today. That's all I have to speak on focus. I just want to let my audience out there know is to make sure you write down any valuable information that you hear, whether it's from me, whether it's from, if you watch it from a YouTube channel, whether you watch it on a commercial or anything. You know, if it's valuable information, make sure you write it down. And the last thing I want to speak on before I go is what I learned from Jim Rohn. He said, poor thinking habits keeps most people poor. Not poor work habits. Most people work hard, but they don't think hard. poor thinking habits keeps most people poor. And I've heard that advice like 2 years ago, and I can honestly say that it helped me, but it's been slowly progressing with the financial side of things, but I'm no longer poor mentally and believing that I can't go out there and do something that I already set my mind to. Like, I already got so much confirmation from so many successful people and God that, you know what I'm saying, anything in this world is possible. So that's what I got to speak on today on Focus. I appreciate everybody for listening. Make sure you never use your head for a filing cabinet. Make sure you write down valuable information. This is KJ, and I'm out.